This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello. Good to be with you, Jim.
And Bridget, we've been just finished our golf outing and a few weeks ago now, but we've got something coming up we want to tell you about. Our annual dinner coming up August 27th at the North Side, well, what most of our listeners would know as the North Side Knights of Columbus Hall at 71st and Keystone there. It actually has a new name. It's the North Side Social Club, I believe, is the name of the building. It's still run by the Knights, but that's a new name for the building and for the facility. That's August 27th, and Father Douglas Hunter, is going to be our speaker. And if you're wondering maybe where you've heard that name, well, you could have heard it from a couple of places. Father Hunter used to be a policeman here in town. Maybe you heard it from that one. Depending on your driving habits and things like that, you might have encountered him. But he's also chaplain for the Indianapolis Colts. So he's going to have a lot of interesting stories to share with us. That is coming up on August 27th at the North Side Knights of Columbus, our Catholic radio dinner. So mark your calendar for that. We'll all be there, and we hope you can make it as well.
Yeah, and today we are going to be talking about a really interesting topic. I am delighted to have with us via phone two authors of The Friendship Project. We have Michelle Fanley and Emily Jaminet joining us from Columbus, Ohio. Welcome to Faith in Action.
Good morning. Thanks for having us on.
Well, this topic of friendship is so important in our culture today. Why don't you tell us a little bit about just what the Friendship Project is? Go ahead. Why don't we start with Michelle?
Well, Emily and I, when we started writing this project and really thinking of what we wanted to title it, we called it the Friendship Project because we realized all of our relationships are really a work in progress. We individually are works in progress. We'll talk later about, you know, the virtues are the backbone of this book. So we want to be the best people that we can be, but we also want to continually be working on all of our relationships because we know that, right, friendships, you know, they come and go, and a lot of times friendship gets put on the back burner. I think especially women tell us all the time that I have put friendship on the back burner since I got married or I got in my career and friendship has not been an important part of their lives. But we know that it is, and we'll talk later too about what the church says about friendship and what the saints have said about friendship and how important it is to our faith life.
And Emily, did you have anything to add to that?
Well, I just, this is our second book, The Friendship Project, and really Michelle and I went out speaking in our first book, Divine Mercy for Moms. We realized this was a topic women were very interested in. And for a lot of your listeners, if you've had positive relationships, positive friendships, you know, it's a great word. It's a connecting word. But for many of us, you know, friendship is a sensitive word. It's we carry wounds from our friendships that can also hold us back spiritually. So Michelle and I really dove deeply into the topic and wanted to present on this topic, especially in light of social media and modern communication, that has really kind of changed even how we view friendships, relationships, and connecting to other people.
So I'm curious, how did the two of you meet? Because you're obviously good friends.
Yes, Emily and I actually met back in college. Emily and I went to Franciscan University back in the late 90s.
All right.
And at Franciscan, they have, instead of having a Greek system there, they have a household system.
Yeah.
So those are kind of like, we like to call them Catholic sororities, fraternities. And Emily and I were in a household called Mother of Love. So even though Emily was a year older than me, we were in this household together, so we prayed together, we played sports together, you know, we hung out together, did all kinds of things together as a household. And when Emily graduated, I came to her wedding, and I actually met my husband, Matt, at her wedding.
God
so
has a good plan for us.
I ended up moving to Columbus, which I'm originally from Indiana.
Oh, okay.
So shout out to all the And I grew up in Northwest Indiana, so I moved to Columbus after I graduated then, and then got married and have lived here ever since. And then we have been able to really continue our friendship here in Columbus, Ohio, and work in women's ministry together for most of our adult lives.
So I'm curious, how did you get into this women's ministry? Tell us a little bit, tell me a little bit more about yourself, maybe Michelle and Emily, and how you kind of got into this women's type of ministry.
Well, it was kind of funny. It was one of those things. A friend of ours, Christina, was starting a women's conference here because we had had a men's conference for about 10 years back then and nothing for women. So she and a Bible study group of hers decided they wanted to start a women's conference. And what she said is she talked to the priest, she talked to the bishop, and they were on board. And she said, "Lord, I'll do this if everybody who I need to chair all the areas of a conference commit to it." So she first started with her Bible study, and then she had a few holes, and she called me. And at the time, I had a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, and I kind of thought I was signing up to pass out breakfast at this conference. And in the meantime, I'm thinking, how am I going to get away for a whole 8 hours, right, uh-huh, without my kids?
Yeah.
And next thing I knew, I was secretary of the board of directors.
And now you're co-chair, right? Are you co-chair now?
I know how that is. And now I'm co-chair of the conference. So for many years then, I was able to co-chair with Christina, and then now I have Emily joined our team shortly after to help with vendors and others. She's also on our board of directors. So we've been this really, this part of women's ministry, I've been the backbone. This conference has really launched us into knowing women and working with women and helping women grow in their faith.
So we're talking with Michelle Fanley and Emily Jaminet, and we are talking about their book and speaking kind of venue called The Friendship Project, A Catholic Woman's Guide to Making and Keeping Fabulous Faith-Filled Friends. I love that tagline because, I mean, it's one thing to have friends. You have to make them, but then you also have to keep them. So what was the genesis of The Friendship Project? Maybe how did you get rolling with that?
Well, this is Emily. One of the things Michelle and I, you know, thought was really special and important to kind of go at it with writing this book and together, you know, and giving, mm-hmm, a lot of times we do speaking together, this radio interview together, to help women see that when we collaborate and we work together, amazing things can happen. We can really call upon the Holy Spirit and you know, see what the Lord wants of these friendships and relationships, and really spreading the gospel message. In this culture, it sometimes feels like we're all alone in our own little silo, overwhelmed by the world's problems. First, finding other people you can team up with and do a work of mercy together, you know, or through friendships and relationships, those works of mercy and that involvement in parish life is sweet and rewarding. So we've definitely seen this in our own relationship, but also in the life of all of these different venues of ministry work we've done together, like Michelle mentioned, the Women's Conference. We've also done simple things like vacation Bible schools. We've done prayer groups for many, many years, Bible studies. We've, you know, been involved in these days of renewal or just different little yeses that we need to say along the way, along with the big yeses of speaking and radio and this and that. So I think the Friendship Project is an opportunity to look at friendship, lead with friendship, and see what the Lord, you know, is really offering in these fruit-filled, faith-based friendships. And the neat thing is for Michelle and I, you know, after writing it, the number of stories that have trickled back to us of people that have said that, you know, their life has really been blessed with new friendships, or that their Bible study did the book, and, you know, they've really not just only come together around the faith, but also, you know, friendship has carried them through good times and bad. So it's really been very rewarding.
Well, God really wants us to have community. And I think the fact that you had that type of community and that kind of community formation in the household at Franciscan University, I think really kind of gave you that foundation to kind of go out and share this with other people, in addition to all the other work that you did. I want to talk to you about how people are connected more with social media, but they're also less connected. Can you talk about that and how that relates to having real friends, because there's a big difference. Let's start with Emily.
No, I was just going to say real quick, you know, Michelle and I, one thing we didn't share is that we both have large families. And so we're not just, you know, ministering to women, but we're also seeing how things like friendship play out in the lives of our children. I have 7 children, 19 to 3, and Michelle will also share about her family. So this idea of social media relationships, this wasn't present when we were younger, but we're definitely seeing the impact it's having not only on adults, but also children, and the need for more, you know, real-life friends, not just connecting through the Internet.
Right. And go ahead, Michelle.
Yes, and we were really blessed to have Father Larry Richards write the foreword to the Friendship Project. And he really hit the nail on the head when he talks about the Internet and social media. It gives us the false promise of intimacy and friendship, but it really is separating and isolating people all the more. So instead of picking up the phone or going to have coffee with a friend, we might sit and scroll through Facebook for an hour, and really we've not made any actual connections. Like, we might feel connected and we might feel like we know what's going on in people's lives, but we've not made any true connection with that person. So one thing Emily and I really have encouraged people to do is what we call Friendship Friday. And that is, on Fridays, you think about a particular friend and you reach out to them. Maybe it's a phone call. Maybe you meet them up for coffee, or, you know, go out to dinner. Do something on Friday to really grow your friendships. You know, you might even just go to Mass, offer your Mass up for your friend, and then give them a call after and say, hey, I just wanted to let you know I've been thinking about you, I've been praying for you, and really whoever the Holy Spirit lays on your heart that you should talk to that Friday. And it's really been fruitful, I know, for us. Because there's so many times I have done that, and that friend will say, you don't know what a difficult time I was going through. That means so much to me. And that has really helped both of us to grow in our friendships when we're actually reaching out and touching our friends' lives with our prayers, with our companionship, with our friendship.
Yeah, there's a lot of great things about social media, but if it completely replaces, you know, the face-to-face, that's not such a great thing. We do need to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk some more about the virtues needed for friendship. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor, tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Have you been married and have since divorced? Do you think your marital status prevents you from coming to church? Most Catholics and non-Catholics unfortunately have a lot of misconceptions about marriage, divorce, and remarriage. Pope Francis has recently encouraged all people with questions about marriage to make an appointment and talk with their parish priest. As Catholic priests, we look forward to the opportunity to help you on your journey through life. Please make an appointment to speak with the priest today. We are and will always be here for you.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
You know us as Catholic Radio Indy, but we're so much more than just radio. We're a ministry reaching out to Central Indiana and beyond. We have information available about what's happening in parishes here in the Hoosier Heartland, as well as access to the latest from Rome, plus apologetics and authentic Catholic teaching. We are your source for 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Catholic Radio Indy and CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Keep Jesus at the center of our day all day long by having those words in the background.
It touches lives. It does every day.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley's in the studio with me, and we have two guests from Columbus, Ohio, and we're talking with Michelle Fanley and Emily Jaminet, and we're talking about the Friendship Project, a Catholic woman's guide to making and keeping fabulous faith-filled friends. And I love that title.
Can you actually make friends, or do friendships just kind of happen?
Emily?
Well, that's a really good question.
How do you do that? I guess Jim's asking the how-to. He wants to know what's the how-to.
In case I ever need a friend.
I'm your friend, Jim.
Yes, you are.
Well, the book actually has a lot of the practical on how to deepen and develop friendships. And you bring to in light a good point, and that's, you know, a lot of us are entering new parishes, moving cities for our jobs, or entering a new phase and stage of life, or gone and experienced a conversion, recognizing you need these faith-filled friendships. So we really do give a lot of practical strategies, like Michelle mentioned, the idea of Friendship Friday, but also introducing yourself at the end of Mass to somebody who's new, you know, in your community. You would be surprised and amazed of how many great friendships develop, you know, or can develop through these just friendly interactions and including them into the life of the parish. So it's never too late to get a friend, to make a friend, or to renew an old friendship.
And I want to mention one thing that you mentioned. After you have a conversion or you deepen your faith, it's like your priorities change and you really are looking for faith-filled Catholic friends. And I know I went through that, and you can find them through your ministries. That's for sure. I do want to ask you, what does the church say about friendship? Because you mentioned that earlier, that the church does say something about friends.
Yes, and we see a lot in the writing of the saints. Has really been my favorite part of writing this book, is seeing what the saints have said about friendship. And like St. Augustine writes, in this world, two things are essential, life and friendship. Both should be highly prized, and we must not undervalue them. Life and friendship are nature's gifts. And another saint that writes a lot about friendship is St. Francis de Sales. So he talks about really how we have a lot of frivolous friendships, how we pick friends based on their looks or things that they can do, but really those are just fleeting. And instead, we should be looking to have these friendships of virtue, friendships of spiritual friendships, where they're looking for you to be the best person that you can be, that these friendships are drawing you to holiness, because really the ultimate goal of heaven, of friendship, is to help get our friends to heaven. So yep. We should help our friends to, you know, be living these lives of virtue, to be doing things like Bible studies together and going to Mass or going to adoration together. These are great things that friendship can inspire us to be doing these things in our friendships and growing. All of us grow together in holiness.
I really thought it was interesting how you emphasized in this book the development of virtues as it relates to making friends and keeping them. I want to delve into that a little bit. So could you talk about, you know, some of the virtues that you touch on in the book and maybe what saints that they're tied to?
Sure. I mean, the virtues are, for many of us, they're that ongoing habit of growth leading us to Christ, the stability that can really help us in our Christian witness. And one of the sayings that really helped Michelle and I as we dived into this was the idea that a saint begets a saint, that we can be inspired by somebody else and then through that inspiration long to live that example. So the virtues are, you know, we wrote this book kind of uniquely because we talk about the virtues and how we encounter these virtues through other people mm-hmm. that really had a grip on that virtue or was a witness to that virtue. So, Michelle, you want to open it up with our first virtue of faith?
So the first virtue we talked about in the first chapter, we talked about the virtue of faith, which is really, you know, that yes to God, believing, you know, faith is what we have not seen, right? And I talked about first, you know, my experience at Franciscan University. And when I was going through my conversion process, where I'd always been Catholic, but really owning my faith for my own, that by having these spiritual friendships, these women who are also growing in their faith, that how that helped me to stay strong. Because we live in a world, we know, that Judeo-Christian values are not barely tolerated, right? And so mm-hmm. we need help along the way. We need support of others, that we are making good, holy choices. And by having faith-filled friendships, that helped me to solidify my conversion and not, you know, be like in the gospel where we hear of the plants that were grown and withered quickly. And then I also shared a little bit how Emily and I, when we were in our adult lives, we realized we still needed this because mm-hmm. it was still difficult to live out our faith in this world. So we started a faith-sharing group and started reading scriptures together. And our group grew from 7 women sitting around a kitchen table to over 40 women in this little community that we did Bible studies together. We prayed the rosary together. We'd go to adoration together. We would get our kids together in a play group together. We'd pray the rosary when we had our kids together. And all these things, we formed this strong support group. So when we went through difficult times in our lives, loss of a job, you know, miscarriage, other people had all kind of marital problems. We were there for each other to support each other, and that was a true gift of having these faith-filled friendships, that having that strength in the friendship to really build up our lives and to be there for each other.
And it's really great to have those friends because, I mean, I think Father Mike Schmitz just did a video on life is difficult. It's really true. You know, he talks about how life is difficult, and it is difficult whether you're a Christian or not. And you're going to need that support. And it's great to have those friends to support you because you can't always rely on your husband to fulfill every single one of your needs. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and
I
think
that's
a myth that a lot of women think that marriage is just going to ultimately complete your need for all relationships. And instead, you know, Michelle and I like to laugh that our husbands, you know, we're all good friends, they're friends, we have this extended community of friends, but it's really our, you know, our girlfriends, or for men, having time away with other men, like, that's a really special component to being, you know, fully alive, to being human, and also a great way to grow in your faith through being inspired by these friendships.
So you talked about faith. Let's talk about another virtue.
How about hope?
Yeah, that's a good one.
that's our second chapter in the book, is the importance of hope. And hope is the theological virtue by which we desire the kingdom of heaven and eternal life as our happiness, placing our trust in Christ's promises and not relying on our own strength, but the help and grace of the Holy Spirit. So that definition did come from the Catechism, but for many of us, we might be a little confused. How does hope relate to friendships? And a great practical way to do it is to say, you know, let's not be Debbie Downer with the people in our life.
Mm-hmm.
Let's breathe hope through the help of the Holy Spirit, through our faith, to provide the encouragement our friends need, you know, on that jagged road to heaven. And that's something that St. Francis de Sales, we quote him a lot in the book, speaks a lot about these practical relationships, about the importance of friendship. And he really says that, you know, these are the hands on that, you know, on that rocky path of life. Whose hands are you going to hold? Who's going to help hold you up? And, you know, at the same time, when you're holding hands with someone, they help you and you help them. So Michelle and I found that, you know, pausing and breathing hope and encouragement, and if it's something as significant as a friend who is, you know, towards the end of their life, if it's cancer or old age, you know, how can you help keep them focused on the eternal goal, not just be discouraged by, you know, a circumstance on this side of heaven?
Right.
So Michelle and I both had a dear friend, our friend Stacy, who was battling cancer as a young mom, and, you know, recognizing that we couldn't be in Atlanta, Georgia, where she was, and do the things that maybe you would do for a next-door neighbor if they were going through that type of cancer. But one thing we realized is through prayer, through the importance of all of us praying for that person, you know, not only was a gift to her, which she shares in some video clips we have on our website, thefriendshipprojectbook.com, but also was such a tremendous opportunity for me as, you know, growing in my ability to grow in faith and see that my life was transformed by getting outside of my own trials and tribulations. Because, right, so oftentimes we might be overwhelmed by something that is, you know, maybe needing to be put in perspective. So I had a house full of little children, and I felt this kind of this dark cloud of being overwhelmed. But the reality was, you know, I through her witness, I was able to appreciate the gift of my life. I was able to appreciate the gift of serving others and praying for them. And it really was a great opportunity of growth. And Stacy did recover from her brain cancer, and we were able to celebrate with her on her 10th anniversary. And she shared in a clip that, you know, I would actually have gone through that same experience again, because she said, I grew closer to Christ. You know, my husband's faith was strengthened, and every day is a gift. And I think that for all of us, if we could appreciate every day as a gift from God, and we really come away such stronger Catholics and really connect to the joy of the gospel.
Absolutely. We're actually almost out of time. I can't believe it. But Just real quick, we've got about 3 minutes left. Could you tell us a little bit how this has impacted your faith life? And then tell us again where we can get your book. And I think you blog too. So go ahead, Emily.
Sure. You know, this has impacted our faith life because friendship is a stabilizer in a very difficult world. So we wrote it with the intention of going through the virtues, studying the virtues, and also understanding that there's a lot of real-life stories in there that are very connecting and also ideas to deepen and develop relationships. And Michelle and I didn't just write the book, The Friendship Project, but we also put together an entire website full of free downloads, book studies, videos to complement each chapter. So we encourage women to do it in a book club or, you know, connect with a long-lost friend over the phone and go through it together.
So
that website is called thefriendshipprojectbook.com.
Thefriendshipprojectbook.com. All right. And you coming out to Indiana, you've been out here once before, right?
Yeah, we've spoken in the Indianapolis Women's Conference and several other women's conferences, and we love to come to your parish. You know, we're just a few hours away. I know my sister lives out in Carmel. It's a great, I've visited many times Indianapolis. And one thing we do are these great Friendship by Candlelights, and they're an event where women host a table for free and invite seven friends to fill their table. And you bring a potluck, and everyone enjoys a meal together, enjoys friendship, and then we give a talk on friendship. So this has been something very powerful. We've done it across the country and really one of our favorite events to do. So we'd encourage you to contact us through our website, thefriendshipprojectbook.com, if you'd be interested in bringing that to your parish.
That sounds like a really cool event. Well, we're out of time, but we've been talking with Michelle Fanley and Emily Jaminet. They are the authors of The Friendship Project book, A Catholic Women's Guide to Making and Keeping Fabulous Faithful Friends. So God bless you and your ministry. Thanks so much for being our guest today. Oh, and the website.
Thank
one
you
more.
So much for having us.
And could you give us the website one more time?
TheFriendshipProjectBook.com.
That's the friendshipprojectbook.com. Thanks so much for being our guest today. God bless you.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.